Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here and welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression. If you're nodding along right now because you feel like time is your greatest enemy, like every task feels like scaling Mount Everest, then honey, this episode is for you. We're diving deep into the struggle that plagues so many of us, procrastination and those pesky productivity blockages that seem to love hanging around during depression recovery. Ever felt like you're stuck in a perpetual state of I'll do it later? Like your to-do list is growing longer by the minute, but the motivation to actually check anything off seems non-existent. You know that feeling when you look at a seemingly simple task, doing the dishes, replying to an email, even taking a shower, and suddenly it feels like it requires Herculean effort. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to stay stuck in this cycle of overwhelm and inertia. Today, I'm sharing 5 key takeaways that can help us break free from procrastination and unlock our productivity potential, even when depression is whispering its doubts in our ear. First up, recognize that your brain isn't playing tricks on you, it's actually trying to protect you. Depression often comes with a surge of fatigue, anxiety, and low mood, all of which can make even the simplest tasks feel insurmountable. It's like your body is saying, "We're there, let's conserve energy." But that doesn't mean we have to succumb to it. We just need to find ways to work with our brain, not against it. Second, break down those big, scary tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day and neither is your productivity empire. If you're feeling overwhelmed by a project, simply divide it into smaller steps. Each tiny victory fuels motivation and builds momentum. It's like that saying, how do you eat an elephant, one bite at a time? Third, schedule time for the things that matter most, even if they don't feel immediately urgent. It's easy to get caught up in the reactive cycle of constantly putting out fires, but remember, prevention is key. Treat your self-care and personal goals like important appointments. Block out time on your calendar, set reminders, whatever it takes to make them non-negotiable. 4. Celebrate the small wins. Don't underestimate the power of positive reinforcement. When you accomplish even a tiny task, acknowledge your success. Take a moment to savor that feeling of accomplishment. It's like fueling your internal motivation engine with each little win. Finally, remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be days when motivation feels elusive, and that's okay. Be kind to yourself, practice self-compassion, and don't get discouraged by setbacks. Just remember, every step forward is a victory. Think about a time when you felt completely stuck. Maybe it was a work deadline, a personal project, or even just getting out of bed in the morning. How did those feelings manifest? Were your thoughts racing? Did your body feel heavy and sluggish? Remember the feeling, because understanding your unique triggers can help you develop personalized strategies to overcome procrastination. Maybe it was that dreaded stack of paperwork on your desk looming over you like a giant, menacing spider. Or maybe it was the thought of tackling that unfinished novel that seemed more daunting than climbing Everest in flip-flops. Whatever it was, remember that you're not alone. But here's the thing, even when we're feeling overwhelmed and stuck, there are always things we can do to move forward. Remember those 5 key takeaways? Now think about how they could apply to your specific situation. Can you break down that overwhelming project into smaller chunks? Can you schedule some dedicated time for self-care, even if it's just 15 minutes of reading a good book or taking a walk in the sunshine? So, my amazing listeners, let's recap. Today, we tackled the often frustrating battle against procrastination and productivity blockages. We explored how depression can influence our motivation and energy levels, but most importantly, we learned that even when it feels tough, we have the power to choose action over inertia. Remember, break down tasks, celebrate wins, be kind to yourself, and never underestimate the power of taking one step at a time. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest procrastination triggers? Share your thoughts, struggles, and triumphs in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encouragement where we can all learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who could use a little extra motivation on their journey towards recovery. Keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.